Hello, and welcome to Words of Wisdom, a podcast dedicated to reflecting on the wisdom of the Book of Proverbs. Your host is Dr. Jerry Weirwool, who will share life-giving truth from Proverbs that will help us become wise and discerning. Wisdom is a journey, and we hope you will join us for this exciting adventure.
Proverbs 29:3 says, "A person who loves wisdom makes his father glad, but the man who associates with prostitutes destroys his wealth." We can see that there is a contrast set up in this proverb between one who loves wisdom and one who associates with prostitutes. This sort of contrast indicates that the proverb is employing antithetic parallelism. What is being compared between the two individuals are the type of choices that they each make. While the two individuals are not depicted as exact antonyms of each other, we will see that they are indeed on opposite ends of the spectrum. In the first line, the person is described as someone who loves wisdom. While this expression denotes the person's affection and desire for wisdom, it also implies the constant use of it in their life. This is important to recognize because it conveys that the person doesn't just have a fondness for wisdom or find it enjoyable, but that they see immeasurable value in wisdom and therefore align their actions and lifestyle according to it. They don't just love wisdom for wisdom's sake, but choose to live their life according to it because they know the benefit and quality of life that results from it. A wise person is one that lives with the fear of Yahweh and lives with integrity, honesty, and moral virtue. Now, we are not told the age of the person about whom the proverb is referring to, but given the lewd behavior described in the second line, we can assume that the person is an adult. Unlike in our modern world today, in the ancient culture, it was not often that children grew up and then moved away from their home and their community. It was very common for children to remain in close proximity to their parents. In ancient Israel, there was a strong tribal identity based on which son of Jacob your family descended from. And this family and tribal identity was a core part of every individual. Well, in the remainder of the first line of the proverb, the effect or result of the person who loves wisdom is that they make their father glad. The father figure here is being put as representing the person's parents. A child who loves wisdom will also make their mother glad as well. But in the book of Proverbs, the father is often viewed as the primary parent teaching wisdom to his son. But that is certainly not to the exclusion of the mother teaching him as well. The Hebrew word translated makes his father glad can also be translated causes his father to rejoice. There is a direct correlation being made between the actions of the child and the effect it has on their parents. To rejoice is to be happy and joyful. This is the response of the father to his child who loves wisdom. He is filled with excitement and a spirit of celebration about the manner of life that his child is exhibiting. The father is delighted to see his child living with wisdom. One question we might ask is, what is it about loving wisdom that produces such a positive emotional response in their parents? Is it because the child is successful and adept in business, or that they have a good reputation in the community, or that they have reliable friends and healthy relationships? While all of these are good and they exhibit living with wisdom, none of them are really the answer. To answer our question, we must look forward to the second line of the proverb in order to gain a little more context regarding the specific application of wisdom that the author has in mind. In examining line 2, it becomes clear the context is focused on sexual conduct. If we view line 1 in parallel with line 2, then we can infer that one of the arenas where the person is employing his love for wisdom is with respect to sexual conduct. Wisdom teaches that sexuality is to be enjoyed between a man and a woman in the covenant of marriage. And so, by loving wisdom, the person avoids improper sexual behavior, thereby making their father glad because of all the harm that will be avoided by not engaging in sexually immoral behavior. Next, in contrast to the person who loves wisdom, line 2 says that the man who associates with prostitutes destroys his wealth. Now, while the Hebrew text does not state that it is specifically a man who associates with prostitutes, the Hebrew participle is masculine. In addition, in the ancient biblical culture, prostitutes were mostly women. And more importantly, though, the male-oriented perspective in the book of Proverbs is of a father writing to his son, and this strongly supports the understanding that the person in view is male. But that doesn't mean that the proverb only applies to men. It applies equally to everyone, regardless of their gender. The Hebrew word translated associates with literally means to be a companion to. This word is commonly used to refer to a friend or companion in the general sense, but it is used here in connection with prostitutes. And that suggests that its meaning goes beyond simple cordial and friendly acquaintanceship. It is most certainly a euphemistic expression describing engaging in illicit sexual behavior with prostitutes. The proverb does not specify whether a single engagement with prostitutes is meant or frequent engagements. But based on the Hebrew word meaning associates with, it is more likely that frequent involvement with prostitutes is what is meant. Regardless, whether it is one time or many times, the book of Proverbs condemns all sexually immoral behavior as being foolish and wicked. The consequences of indulging one's sexual lust by engaging with prostitutes is that a person destroys his wealth. The idea of destroying money is a hyperbole that represents the idea of wasting it on something of insignificant value or for an unsuitable or unwise reason. And as is made plain in line 2, the foolish reason is consorting with prostitutes. The proverb also does not specify whether the wealth that the man is wasting is his father's or his own. If the man is relatively young, he might still be dependent on his father for financial support. But if he is of adequate age, then it is his own money that he is losing. In the book of Proverbs, wealth is said to be a result of living with wisdom and is a sign of God's blessing. The success and prosperity produced by wise living results in monetary gain. And as such, to foolishly destroy it is to bring dishonor and shame upon yourself and your family, especially your father, who is the primary source of family wealth in the ancient world. Therefore, the son who preserves both his wealth and reputation, as well as his family's, is a son who makes his father glad. The dangers and consequences of involving oneself in sexually immoral behavior with prostitutes or other women is vividly portrayed in Proverbs chapter 5, verses 8 through 13, which says, "Keep your road far away from her," referring to the strange or foreign woman, "and do not go near to the door of her house, lest you give your vigor to others and your years to a cruel person, lest strangers eat their fill from your strength and your hard-earned goods end up in the house of a foreigner. And in the end, you groan when your flesh, even your body, are used up. Then you will say, 'Oh, how I have hated discipline, and my heart has spurned reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers, nor did I incline my ear to those instructing me.'" In this extended section of Proverbs, the reader is warned about the extensive suffering that sexual immorality can bring into a person's life. The presumption is that sexual immorality can produce a pregnancy that then results in the inheritance and support going to a different family rather than to your own wife and children. If these are the outcomes of the son's sexually immoral behavior that result from his foolish thinking and actions, the son then bemoans how he has hated discipline and his heart has spurned reproof. And then he exclaims, "I did not listen to the voice of my teachers, nor did I incline my ear to those instructing me." This is a reference to him rejecting the wisdom that his father and others, meaning his teachers, were trying to impart to him. The son is then projecting how he would then realize his mistake and how he did not love wisdom, but it would be too late. On the other hand, the wise person will grasp the severity of harm that comes from such ill-considered choices and will stay far away from sexual immorality. But the fool is oblivious to the collateral damage that results from such choices and will happily indulge in their desires and pleasures without considering what it will cost them in the end. In order to illustrate this proverb, I want to read a parable from the Gospel of Luke. This is a famous parable that is well known and is referred to as the parable of the prodigal son. But as it is part of a triple parable sequence about what is lost and then found, it is probably more appropriate and accurate to title it the parable of the lost son. The parable goes like this. "And he," Jesus, "said, 'A certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the property that is coming to me. And he divided to them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a far country. And there he wasted his wealth by living recklessly. And when he had spent everything, and severe famine came upon that country, and he began to be in need, and he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the carob pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave anything to him. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I am perishing here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. What the parable describes is the younger son demanding the portion of the father's wealth that is rightfully his. And after leaving and journeying far away into a distant country, it says, he wasted his wealth by living recklessly. The parable doesn't explain what sort of reckless living the younger son was involved in, but we can presume that it likely entailed indulging the desires of the flesh with eating and drinking and sex. And so, on account of his foolish decisions and unwise spending habits, the younger son destroyed the wealth of his family that he had received as an inheritance. Such foolish activity hasn't changed much from antiquity, as our modern world is entrenched in it as well. What we can take away from the illustration of this parable is the wisdom to see how destructive to our lives poor choices can be, particularly with respect to our monetary substance. Moreover, the proverb warns against the financial depletion that comes from consorting with prostitutes and engaging in sexually immoral behavior. But regardless of what a person's vice is in life, the consequences of living recklessly are devastating, no matter what category of sin we are talking about. If we fail to see how wisdom will not only protect us from financial ruin, but also will bring honor and joy to our family, we may fall prey to the enticement of sin and only recognize the harm and damage it has done after it's too late. In the parable, it was only after the younger son had wasted everything and found himself with nothing left that he finally came to his senses and realized what he had done and everything he had lost. We do not want to learn life lessons like this the hard way. We don't need to experience such dire hardship and consequences to recognize how certain choices will negatively impact our lives and destroy us. Let's love wisdom and live each day making wise choices that honor Yahweh our God and bring joy to our families. This is the wisdom of the proverb.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Words of Wisdom podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we would be so appreciative if you would share this podcast with your friends. And if you have been blessed by this work, please consider supporting the podcast by clicking on the donation link in the description.